Robert Paulbuckle has left the club. Can you give me your reaction to that?
I just found out myself. I didn't know that. It's a shame to see him go. He did quite well. Just the players weren't there and there's no money, unfortunately.
So who next?
Oh, tough one now. Don't know.
People are talking about Steve Robinson. How do you feel about that?
He was there before, wasn't he?
Yeah, as a player, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you give him a go. I'd like to see a big name there, but it's never going to happen, is it?
And yes or no, can they still make it back to the Football League this season?
No. Way out of it now. Too big a gap. Maybe next year.
Peter, so much reaction coming in this morning. Paulbuckle has left the club. He left yesterday afternoon. What's your reaction to that?
I'm saddened and disappointed. I thought he was doing a good job, but I thought it would take him a little bit longer.
Less than a year in the job. Fourth manager in less than four seasons now. What's going on down there?
Well, who knows? Until we see the true sort of results of, or the true reasons why he's left, we don't know.
But is it too little, too late now? Have Luton Town got no chance of getting promotion this season?
I think it's too late, too little, too late, and it will be another season now, yeah.
Well, here, I would say, is the bravest man in Bedfordshire. Gary's here at Luton train station. Gary, you're wearing a Watford jacket. Are you mad?
Yes, I'm being very discreet. It's very early in the morning, and I think most people are asleep.
Just about get away with it. So, Luton Town have sacked their manager. Well, we say sacked. He's left by mutual consent. Who do you think should be the next manager of Luton Town as a Watford supporter?
Thinking about it very carefully and deeply, I don't think I really care.
Do you not care at all?
Not really, no.
I mean, are you laughing at Luton? We're kind of rubbing salt into the wounds here. Me being a Luton supporter, I think I can get away with this. But are you laughing at the club right now?
I think a little bit, yes, I'm afraid. But no, it is sad to see. But, you know, I wish them well. But I think they've found their level.
But John, you're very pleased that Paulbuckle has left the club. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, he just wasn't a good enough manager for Luton Town. Didn't like attacking football and kept players on the bench that shouldn't be on the bench, should be playing full-time football.
So it's good news as far as you're concerned. Absolutely. For the club moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Colin, first of all, Paulbuckle was left. Are you upset by that, or is that the right move for the club long-term?
No, it's not a good move at all. He's done wonders for the club since he arrived.
And who would you like to see as the new manager, the fifth manager since the Sound have been in the conference?
Well, going back to the best era that I remember, I'd like to see Ricky Hill.
Give him a second chance.
Yeah.
So, Andy, as we know, Paulbuckle has left the club. You being a Luton Town supporter, are you happy about that?
Yeah, I am happy. It's a bit premature. I'd like to have seen him have till the end of the season and see if he could have turned his fortunes around. But ultimately, I thought he had to go.
OK, so moving forward, who is the ultimate Luton Town manager as far as you're concerned? Who would you like to see as the next manager?
I think we need to not rush into a decision. I think we need to find someone interim to see us through till the end of the season. With the possibility of a further lengthened contract.
I mean, everyone's been very cagey about giving a name. Who would you say would be the next manager, as far as you're concerned? If you were in charge of the club, who would you employ?
I can't give an answer to that. I just don't know. I don't know.
Well, Mark, you're a season ticket holder at Kenilworth Road. Are you disappointed about the news that Paulbuckle has left the club?
Well, to be honest with you, the way the results have started to sort of slip and the confidence of the players in recent weeks, I've quite expected that sometime soon a change might happen. So
the big question is now, who next?
Well, I think there's loads of managers out there who are kind of looking for jobs all the time. You've got some big sort of ex-premiership sort of managers like Nigel Atkins, but I don't think we could expect something like that. But I'd be looking for someone of a similar level, like sort of Dave Hockaday at Forest Green Rovers. The way someone like that has worked with sort of resources and brought that team up to a very high standard in the conference.
And currently eighth in the conference, 11 points off the playoffs. I suppose another question is, can the Town make it this season still? Have you still got confidence?
I think scoring seems to be the issue. The players seem to have skill. JJ O'Donnell, Andre Gray, they've clearly got skill. And the new player McNulty looks like a good sort of rock in defence, but they seem to struggle to score. So if they can get the scoring sorted out, then yeah, I think we've got a good run and absolutely can still make the playoffs.
Well, here's another Luton Town supporter, Alan. People are being rather cagey about names. You're not, though. You're saying David Pleat until the end of the season. Do you think the club could actually get David Pleat, though?
That's a good question. Probably not, to be absolutely honest, but maybe they could use some of the money that they got from the FA Cup run to pay the man just to the end of the season, see him go up, hopefully, and I think that would be a good move.